Habakkuk, Chapter 3. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet upon Sigyon. O Yahweh, I've heard your speech. I was afraid. O Yahweh, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known, and in wrath, remember mercy. Eloah came from Teman, and the Holy One came from Mount Paran, Selah. His splendor covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise, and his brightness was like the light, and he had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth, and he beheld, and he drove asunder the nations. And the everlasting mountains were scattered, their perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction, and I saw the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. Was Yahweh displeased against the rivers? Was your anger against the rivers? Was your wrath against the sea, that you did ride upon your horses and your chariots of salvation? Your bow was made quite naked, according to the oaths of the tribes. Even your word, Selah, you did cleave the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you, and they trembled. The overflowing of the water passed by, and the deep uttered his voice and lifted up his hands on high. The sun and moon stood still in their habitation. At the light of your arrows they went, and at the shining of your glittering spear. You did march through the land in indignation. You did thresh the heathen in anger. You went forth for the salvation of your people, for salvation with your anointed. You wounded the head out of the house of the wicked by discovering the foundation to the neck. Selah. You did strike through with his staves the head of his villages. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was like as to devour the poor secretly. You did walk through the sea with your horses and through the heap of great waters. And when I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he comes up to the people, he will invade them with his troops. Although the fig tree will not blossom, neither will fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields will yield no meat, the flock will be cut off from the fold, and there will be no herd in the stalls, yet will I rejoice in Yahweh, I will joy in the Elohim of my salvation. The sovereign Yahweh is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. To the chief singer on my stringed instruments. End of chapter.